You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
ADHD is one of the most common disorders in the world, with estimates ranging between 5 to 8% of kids dealing with its symptoms every day, and most will be dealing with them well into adulthood. For over a decade, the rules regulating diagnosis and treatment options available to those with ADHD have been demanding, costing a lot, and requiring access to a selection of specialists with long wait times. New changes will now see GPs be able to diagnose and prescribe medication for those 18 and up. To understand what these changes will mean, I spoke to Professor of General Practice and Primary Care at the University of Auckland, Dr. Bruce Carroll. Now, you've released this statement on ADHD prescription changes that have been going through at a national level. Could you talk about what the state of ADHD prescription was before these changes?
Before this, you had to have a psychiatrist or a pediatrician or a child psychiatrist if you're an adolescent or adult. You had to have an adult psychiatrist for adults who wanted to get medication for ADHD. From the 1st of February, GPs can do, for adults, can do assessments and diagnosis and initiate treatment. And some nurse practitioners who have training in mental health work as well. So there's two different groups there.
So this will expand who can diagnose ADHD, is that correct?
Yep.
And will this also impact who can prescribe ADHD medication?
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot more. There'll be potentially every GP in the country. Not every GP will want to do it because the assessment process takes about an hour and a half. And so that might be done with people like health improvement practitioners in the clinic, getting family history, past history, school performance, questionnaire for PTSD, depression, anxiety, because you may appreciate ADHD is a bit of a soft diagnosis and it overlaps with a whole bunch of other things. So you want to sort out if somebody's got anxiety or depression and that's why they're struggling rather than the ADHD. Having said that, these days pretty well everybody who turns up has screened themselves on the internet and usually do have ADHD. So people criticise doctors for giving it to everybody, but actually everybody turning up has it because there's a huge backlog. And it's a spectrum disorder. We all have little bits of it. I have a little bit of it. So there's people who've got it badly, people who don't have it badly. Some people don't have any of it at all.
Is this going to make it easier for people to get access to medication that they might need? Is this a positive thing in your mind?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, this is democratizing, and you shouldn't have to pay large amounts of money to see a private psychiatrist to get it.
That was Professor of General Practice and Primary Care at the University of Auckland, Dr. Bruce Arrell, on the changes being made to ADHD diagnosis and medication, making them more available.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.